you're hearing the jingle, I forgot to do it on the previous podcast, but if you're hearing the jingle, it's the Throwback Thursday on the Everyday Saturday Show. Actually, I used that as the extra as we went out from the previous podcast. Hey, great to have you back here. It's Sam Crowley. We are celebrating all week the launch of the brand new Everyday is Saturday Academy at edislive.com. Get all your early bird bonuses there. Also, we're recognizing throughout the course of the week anybody, and I mean everybody, who joins the Everyday Saturday Academy this week under the early bird. We have just in between that last podcast and this one, in just that few minutes, the great Kathleen Jones from Alexandria, Virginia has signed up. Kathleen, welcome. Almost said Alexandria, welcome. Kathleen Jones, welcome. And you know what's funny? As I see these names and I read these names throughout the course of the week of everybody that's joining, I want to read yours as well. You can get a shout out in front of 100,000 plus listeners to the show. A lot of these are new customers, which I am, come on now. It takes years to find a new customer. Seconds to lose one if you don't treat them right. That's why I love to over-deliver. And you should too. We talked about it yesterday on the show. When you over-deliver, it doesn't take that much more work to make the experience amazing. Now, is everybody going to like you? No, sorry. Is everybody going to appreciate? No, but most will. You know, the smart people will. But you're not, look, you don't please everybody, but boy, it doesn't make you stop trying hard to do a great job. And I think of all the individuals that are coming in, a lot of them also are repeat, like Kathleen. Kathleen Jones, if you're listening, thank you. She's been on my mailing list forever, has bought almost all of my products. I mean, almost all of them. And that, guys, that's the secret sauce. Repeat business. That is the secret sauce to success in being a marketer, whether it's an online business or whether you're a restaurant. Look, if you don't do good by the customer, they're going to leave. What are they going to do? If they have a bad experience in your restaurant, what happens? They go tell 12 people about how horrible the experience was. If they have a great experience, or even if nothing went wrong, but it just was as it was supposed to be, they don't go tell as many people. And that's just the way it is. Somebody has a horrible experience with you or your product, your service, they go and blast you on Google or updates or Open Table or whatever those restaurant, Yelp, if you're a restaurant, for example. But if they have a good experience, yeah, that's good. We expect it. They expect that. But you know what you get in return? You get the repeat business. You may not get the glowing testimonial, meaning, well, think about that. People are more apt to go yell and scream if they have a bad experience than they are to go tell people about all the good that they found in your establishment or in your online business. So that is that fair or not fair that it's kind of the scales of justice are weighted maybe in the negative side? They're willing to go put you on blast mode. Well, hold on a minute. Think about what happens, though, as a result of you doing right by the customer. And that doesn't mean you got to have the best product. That doesn't mean you have to have the best product. You just got to have the passion. You just got to have, you know, give them that good experience. Good Lord. I mean, you guys joke with me all the time. You know, you hit me up on Twitter and on email saying, dude, you butchered a language, but I love you. You know, you're nuts. I don't even know what the hell you're saying half the time, but you make me laugh. And that's good. If I can just add value to your day, if I can just make you laugh, that's it. My job's done. You know why? Because you don't laugh enough. You know it. I know it. You don't laugh enough. If plugging into 10 minutes of my show is going to get you to think a little bit and laugh a lot more, I've done my job. Okay? But if you own a business and you have a product and a service that you market, and yeah, they're not going to go out there and you have to actually ask them for a testimonial. Okay, maybe that's not fair necessarily. But what do you get? You get the repeat business. So maybe they buy a product on the internet for $100 from you. Ebook, audio, video series, whatever it is. But then they come back and they buy a product for $500. Wow, now we're talking. And then they come back and buy your next level product, all because they've enjoyed, what have they enjoyed? They've enjoyed the experience, okay? They come back and they buy a $1,000 product. What have they just spent? They just spent $1,600 with you. Maybe that's the lifetime value of your customer is $1,600. By the way, if you haven't done the lifetime value for your customer, you need to. Because looking at a customer acquisition cost, you may say, geez, it cost me $50 to get that customer and to get that prospect. Just to get the prospect, maybe it costs you $50. That's high, by the way. That's about 10. Maybe it costs you five. Let's say five. That's more likely. $5 a lead. That's probably even too high, but we'll use it. It's a round number. It costs $5 to get a lead, but you know that for every 10 leads, that turns into one customer. How much have you spent? Class, work with me here. 10 leads at $5 a lead is $50. Okay, but the lifetime, and that's before they buy your first product at $100. Okay, $100. So you're already got 2-for-1 on your ROI, 2-for-$1 back, which is good. Okay, but the lifetime value is $1,600. Would you spend $50 to get $1,600? Would you spend $50 to make $1,550 profit? Yes. All day, every day, and twice on Sunday, you would do that. So when I make these announcements and I give you the love on the podcast, it's not to sit here and say, oh, I've got this big bully pulpit and I'm going to, you know, use it for it. And no, it's to reward new customers, to let them show them how much I care about a new customer. I love a new customer. They're the lifeblood of business. Customers are good for business. That's something you should probably write on your forehead. Customers are good for business. I'll make that the title of today's show. Customers are good for business, okay? Repeat customers are pure gold. Remember, I said it yesterday. It takes years to find a customer, seconds to lose one just by acting like a jerk or not doing what you say you're going to do. Have you ever just emailed the support desk of some company or talked to somebody, and all you wanted was to just feel good about the... I used the example yesterday with Infusionsoft. That cost me $100,000 minimum on my launch in 2009 because their website, their web forms went down when my biggest affiliate mailed. Horrible. Got on the phone with Clayton Mass, the CEO. He made me feel good. And I felt good about the conversation, so I stayed with them. And for how much I pay them monthly, what do I pay Infusion? $600, $700 a month? Let's say $700 a month. 12 months, that's $8,400 a year. For 10 years, that's $84,000 I've paid them roughly. Okay, maybe less. Maybe it's $70,000. Either way, it's a lot of money just for the 20 minutes Clayton stayed on the phone with me to help me feel good about the $100,000 they cost me. So they cost me $100,000 and I still paid them $80,000. Okay, sounds fair. That was good for business. You know why? He got on the phone with me and he just listened. You ever got on the phone with a customer or a business, they didn't listen to you? You ever send an email to a support desk and they didn't get back to you, or they just got back to you and treated you like, meh, whatevs, we'll find 10 more of you. You left, right? And when you left, all your revenue left with them, with you. And no more opportunity to get you back. And then what'd you do? You put them on blast mode. You told 10 people about the bad experience. I know I would have, because that's just what we do. So when I'm giving the shouts out for the Everyday Saturday Academy, it's to reward you. Thank you. I just want to say thank you. You know, customers are good for business. I don't take this for granted. Are you kidding me? I get to sit here in my shorts yelling into a microphone to 100,000 people at a time and living life, and I get to be a dad. This allows me, you allow me to be what I never had in my life, a dad. Isn't that awesome? I'm telling you, man, this is beautiful. Get in the game. Just get in the entrepreneurial game. You'll find your passion. You'll find your niche. It'll come for you. I promise you. Stay in the game. Sam Crowley, have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.